All right, so it's day two. We're just stepping outside of the hotel in Watertown. We need coffee and food really
very badly. Yeah, the hunger level is incredible. Much worse than it was last night.
Have you checked the forecast for today?
I haven't, because we're going to be riding no matter what. But I do think I think it's going to be warmer and cloudy. I think it's going to be basically like this, except it's going to get hotter. And it's about, feels like maybe 65.
Yeah.
Little bit of a breeze. I mean, just gorgeous compared to yesterday. I'm very excited about today.
Yes.
Especially when we ride with the young scholar. But we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Woo! Teasers. We hopped up a couple blocks to the local cafe and grabbed as much caffeine and as much carbohydrates as our bloodstreams could tolerate.
And there we met Chris Fink, who would be joining us for the day. Chris Fink is a professor of literature and Wisconsin awesomeness at Beloit College.
Chris jumped right in, giving us a little bit of history.
So there's a nice mural here of our Wisconsin's dairy heritage, including a picture of William Hoard, who at one time was dubbed Wisconsin's most famous citizen. He was a governor of Wisconsin in the 1880s, and it was his idea to turn Wisconsin into a dairy state. He advocated for dairy and clean food, and he invited a bunch of Germans over to start dairy farms. And he started the famous Hoard's Dairyman Farm and Magazine, which dairy farmers still read today. And we'll pass by that in Fort Atkinson.
Nice. So we started pedaling. It only took 25 miles for Dan and Chris to start arguing.
Dude, a cormorant, a pelican is a cormorant.
Pelicans and cormorants are different birds.
No. Anything with a beak that scoops is a cormorant. Get your other beer. Make a good choice this time.
For the record, Dan was wrong, but that didn't stop him from being argumentative.
Actually, I'm not argumentative. I was making really good points.
You are argumentative.
No, I'm not.
Well, in any case, Chris was informative.
So Increase Lapham was Wisconsin's first naturalist, and one of the things he did was chart all the mounds in Wisconsin. But another of the things he did was pay special attention to the flora, and he sent reports back to Asa Gray, who was a professor at Harvard, I believe, to sort of chart the first natural history of Wisconsin. And Loree Nitaker, the poet we're about to see, wrote a poem about this, and it goes like this. Asa Gray said to Increase Lapham, "Pay special attention to my friends, the grasses."
Hmm.
Could you make more noise while he does that again, please? Thanks.
Chris Fink showed us around Black Hawk Island, which actually isn't really an island. It's an isthmus between the Rock River and Mud Lake.
So we're pedaling into Black Hawk Island, which is the home of one of America's most important poets, Loree Nitaker. And this place is really a special place. It's a place set apart. A lot of people from Fort Atkinson don't even come here. It's set apart in part because of the river, which floods this area every so often. In 2008, the whole place was underwater. And as you can see as we're passing through here, the structures aren't very permanent. They tend to be flooded. Residents try to raise their houses up, but they can never raise them high enough because the next flood is always just a little bit higher. This is the cabin where Loree Nitaker lived for most of her adult life and wrote some of her most important poetry. Her father, Henry Nitaker, built it for her after she returned from Beloit College. And you can see the windows there. In 2008, the cabin there was flooded up to the windows.
Wow.
So she lived there with no plumbing for most of her life, but she writes about getting plumbing and what a big improvement that was in her life. But much of her poetry is about living and surviving in this lowland area that you can see was easily flooded all of the time. Even now, when the river is just above normal stage, the water is basically at her doorstep.
Then we stopped by Island Bar and Grill, which at one point was owned by Loree Nitaker's father.
A long time ago.
Island Bar and Grill is right on the shores of Lake Koshkonong. We ended up getting into a conversation with the proprietor of Island Bar and Grill, who coincidentally had been involved in the formation of the Rock River Trail. He explained to us a little bit about Lake Koshkonong.
The Rock River flows through Lake Koshkonong, so Lake Koshkonong, 10,500 acres, so big, big lake, but only 6 feet deep. So it's real, real shallow, big lake, a lot of marsh around the surrounding shorelines. The Rock River going into it, like out here, the river's 15 feet deep. So we got deep water here going into a lake that's real shallow. Flooding stuff, you know, it's a big watershed, so there's some flood issues, there's some flooding issues down on this road in particular. So springtime we can flood out down here. Then it kind of calms down this time of year now, and we're usually good for the summer. The Lake Koshkonong, because it's such a large watershed, Lake Koshkonong will have a longer duration floods. So as we take water in, we can't get rid of it. There's a bottleneck through Indian Ford and going down to Beloit, so we can't get rid of the water quick enough. So we'll flood, and when we do flood, it'll be 2-3 weeks before the water goes back down, just because of the topography of the land south of the lake. It was high up. It's still somewhat high, but it was high 3 weeks ago. It was very high. Half of our parking lot here was gone because the water was high enough. It was taking over half the parking lot.
Carl sent his drone up so we could see Lake Koshkonong from 500 feet up, and it was a gorgeous view. We wanted to stay even longer, except we had now been at Fort Atkinson for 5 hours, thanks to Chris Fink. So we got on the bikes and we headed south towards Beloit.
It was an arduous journey. We took a couple of wrong turns, and we may or may not have had to hop over a barbed wire fence.
We did.
Anyway, we made it finally to Chris Fink's house in Beloit. And you know, I don't think anybody knows how Beloit got its name.
Actually, people do know how Beloit got its name. I know how Beloit got its name, and it's a fascinating story, but you're going to have to wait till tomorrow for me to tell you.
We ended the night sitting around the campfire at the Fink house.
Well, we're listening to the frogs down in the Rock River Valley. And the poet we visited today, Larry Nitaker, has got a great poem about spring peepers. And it goes like this. Get a load of April's fabulous frog rattle. Lowland freight cars in the night.
See you tomorrow. Good night, Carl.
Night, Dan.